Hello, awesomeness creators. It's Nina Kovner with Passion Squared with this week's audio blog. This week's topic is creating awesome with Periscope. I'll start with a quote. Your content is your marketing. That came from me. It seems almost every day there's a new platform and people get all geeked out on it, jump in quickly, while others sit back and observe. What has happened with Periscope for the professional beauty industry has been quite awesome to watch. What is Periscope, you ask? A live streaming app owned by and integrated with Twitter. Now, before I get into my thoughts on Periscope, here are a few fundamentals to remember when it comes to choosing platforms and content plans. Be where your clients are. How do you know? Ask, observe, and listen. Number two, less is more, always. I would rather you engage successfully on one platform than attempt to engage half-heartedly on two or more. So as long as we're clear on that, here are my initial thoughts on creating awesome with Periscope. Number one, I love it. And I'm a tough customer. I do not jump just to jump. I jump when I see something that I believe can deliver a ton of value. And I see this happening quickly on Periscope. Why? Engagement, community, conversations, behind the scenes, all of it is stuff our communities crave. Number two, less is always more. Unless we are talking espresso or Orange is the New Black. Oh wait, I already said less is always more, but it bears repeating. This is part of a larger content strategy discussion, but it's important to remember that TMI and random chatter does not add value to your brand. In fact, it can take away value. This is true on any platform. Post consistently, but be mindful to post content that matters. The more random noise you make, the less people listen and hear. Number three, your content is your marketing. And on Periscope, it is no different. Think about your brand story, your brand why, what your clients are seeking by following you, how you can add value to the conversation. Begin there. Number four, be mindful of your biz model. What? Yes, think about it. If you are an educator and offer paid courses, be mindful of how much content you share and what types of content you share. And please remember, your content is your marketing. Free content is for sure a strategy, one I use often and strategically at Passion Squared. But too much free content could impact your course sales. Make sure you understand your model, know your business, know your customer, and be thoughtful and strategic in how and what you share. Be generous, yes, but be mindful. Love and awesomeness from Nina. P.S. I would love to connect with you on Periscope. You can find me at Passion Squared 2, the number 2. Thank you so much for listening. Have a beautiful day. Bye.